this is not over yet. Not even close.
Is it better for my party or is it better for his party? It's a nonsense dialogue. We got to go and serve the people.
People are dying from droughts, from fires, from mudslides, floods, and now from coronavirus because people don't want to believe the experts.
We have to be asking ourselves, how do we want to rebuild the economy?
It's never too late until you're dead. If you say it's too late, I give up hope, you're just abandoning all responsibility for what's going to happen in the future.
This is about a full-out government mobilization.
This is not a hoax. This is not panic language for no reason.
The science indicates radicalism. There's no way to acknowledge the science without ending in radicalism.
We are not winning the battle. This is an emergency, and we need to act now.
I'm saying be as conservative as you want, be as liberal as you want. We have a shared problem, and we need a shared solution.
The clean energy jobs are the jobs that can be permanent, that aren't dependent on other countries. We can make these products here. We can install them here. And then we can sell them to the rest of the world, because the rest of the world is going to need these products for many decades.
We didn't get this way overnight. We won't get out of it overnight, but we won't get out of it at all if people are not just really honest about the structural barriers that persist.
You don't solve climate change if only the richest 50% can afford to.
If we can lead on electric vehicles, that's going to be great for our economy, but it's also great for our environment.
You need to have solutions at all levels. Solutions will not only come from the federal government or the private sector. They'll come from all levels of government and the private sector and individuals.
Nobody is going to judge us in the future by whether or not we've successfully parried somebody calling us a socialist. They're going to judge us by, did we leave a better planet than the one we were born onto? And we have an opportunity to lead in that role.
Political climate is coming back to the airwaves. Brandon Hurlbut, Shane Skelton, and me, Julia Piper, will be discussing all the climate and energy issues that you want to know about, along with a roster of fantastic guests who know the ins and outs of the politics and policies shaping the future of our planet. This reboot is presented in partnership with Canary Media and with support from the USC Schwarzenegger Institute. Catch new political climate episodes every 2 weeks, wherever you get podcasts, starting Thursday, September 2nd. Hit subscribe so you can catch all of the latest shows. And be sure to sign up for Canary Media's newsletter so you know when a new episode drops. There's no shortage of action on climate and energy these days. Get the latest news and analysis with a side of debate and friendly banter on the Political Climate Podcast.